Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you today. We bless you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Lord. Thank you for a new day in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us thus far. Thank you for your mercies, for your kindness, for your faithfulness. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Everlasting Father, we thank you for all the past broadcast, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of healing deliverances you have given unto your people. We say, be thou lifted up, my Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, you will speak to each and every one of us, that everyone listening to this broadcast will indeed have an encounter with you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that the lost souls shall be saved this day, and those who need healing will receive their healing, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I will be discussing with you what I titled, Fear Not, He Will Help You. Do not fear, the Almighty God, the all-knowing, the all-perfect God will come and help you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text from the book of Isaiah chapter 41. I'm reading from verse 9 down. Isaiah 41, reading from verse 9. He said, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called from his father's region, and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you, and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, we hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the only one of Israel. Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountain and beat them small, and make the ears like shaft. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is saying that he will help you. A helper is someone who provides assistance for others. And the Almighty God will provide you that assistance for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why will God help you? Why will he help you? The Bible tells us from that passage that we read in that verse 9, He says, just look at the further up. I say, and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. He's saying you are his servant. So that for God to even help you, there must be a relationship between you and this God I'm talking about. He's talking about helping those who are his servants. He's talking about those who are doing his will, that he will help them. Because he has the power to provide all manners of help. The God I am talking about is the creator of heaven and earth. The Bible tells us in the book of Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 6, say, you alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heavens of heavens with all their hosts, the earth and everything on it, the sea and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The host of heavens worship you. So we are talking about the creator of the entire earth, the uncreated creator, and he's the one that is telling you today, my brother, my sister, I say, fear not, I will help you. In as much as you remain my servant, in as much as you are doing my will, in as much as you are pleasing me, be rest assured that I will help you. There is nothing for you to be afraid of. He's the one who can overthrow the mighty one. The Bible tells us in the book of Job chapter 12, verse 19, he said, he leads the princes away plundered and overthrow the mighty. So if you are in the camp of the one who can overthrow the mighty, who is that mighty one that is tormenting you? Who is that mighty one that wants to destroy you? It is not possible, because he will help you. He will help you because even the kings are in his hands. Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 21 verse 1. He said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it whenever he wishes. So the king himself is in the hands of God. So do you need something from the king? Do you need something from the high and the mighty? Why don't you commit it to this God? Why don't you call unto God to help you? And as you do so, the Lord will help you, because he is the one that controls the kings. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the God that reigns from eternity to eternity. He is the everlasting God. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28, say, do not remove the ancient mark which your father set. Is there forever and ever. Exodus 15, verse 18 says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. He's the one that reigns forever and ever. So he is the one that can take care of your yesterday. He's the one that can take care of your today. And he's also the one that can take care of your tomorrow. So brothers and sisters, if the Lord is with you today, then you can be sure, in as much as you continue to abide by his dictate, by his precept, then he will also be with you tomorrow, because he changeth not. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same tomorrow, he's the same forever. So brothers and sisters, cast your burden unto him. As you cast those burden unto him, then see him moving on your behalf. He's the one that has riches. He's the one that has honor. Are you looking for riches? Are you looking for honor? Why don't you call unto this God and he will help you? The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 12. He said, both riches and honor, they come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. You want to be great? Go to this God. Hold on to this God. You need strength? Hold on to this God. He will give you. You need power and you need might. Hold on to him. He will give unto you. You need riches. He is ready to give unto you. You need honor. He is ready to give them unto you. Because he's got them in abundance. He's got them in abundance. Nothing about him is small. Everything about this our God is in abundance. Is overflowing. So brothers and sisters, why don't you go to this God to seek for help? Don't go and seek for help from man. Don't go and seek for help from idols. Seek for help from this Almighty God. That thing, that situation, that circumstances that is bringing fear to you, the Almighty God will eliminate them this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All you need do is to hold on to him, call on to him, and he will do it for you. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 65 verse 6, he says, he is the one who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power. He is the one that established the mountain. So he has the power to remove the mountain. Whatever mountain that is standing in your way, the Almighty God will remove them. Spiritual mountain, physical mountain, financial mountain, marital mountain, the Almighty God will remove them this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. He says you should not be dismayed. He says he will strengthen you. His word is yea and amen. He that says he's going to strengthen you, be rest assured that indeed he will strengthen you. He said, those who are incensed against you, he said, they shall be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. The Almighty God will remove all manners of reproach in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those situations, those circumstances that bring sorrows to your life, the Almighty God said, he will remove them. He said, those that strive against you, he said, they shall perish. And indeed, they will perish in whatever form they may be. The Almighty God said they will perish. And indeed, they will perish in the name of Jesus. Every known and unknown enemy that is tormenting you, that is saying you will not make progress, the Almighty God will wipe them away from the surface of the earth if they refuse to repent in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the God I'm talking about, he has made a pledge. He said, I will contend with those who contend with you. Every power, every force that is contending with you, the Almighty God will contend with them. He will grant you victory. He will rise up on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Every gathering that is not of God concerning you, concerning your family, the Almighty God will scatter them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, I say, do not be afraid. Nothing to fear. All you need to do is to be with this Jesus. Hold on to this Jesus every day of your life. He said, you are my servant. So brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. You don't even know this God, not to talk of being a servant. This is an opportunity for you to accept him so that you don't keep on looking for help where there are no help. He's the only one that can truly help you. He's the only one that truly cares for you. He's the only one that can make way for you where there are no ways. So wherever you are, I am giving you this wonderful and glorious opportunity today. You cannot afford to miss it. You cannot afford to say, okay, I will do it tomorrow. Because tomorrow, you are not sure what will happen tomorrow. But for now, you are sure that when you accept him, it will be with you. It will keep you. It will guide you. It will fight your battle. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, accept them, wash them from their sins, and write their names in the book of life, in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will continue to rest upon you. His light will perpetually shine upon you. You will not fail, you will not fall, you will not falter. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will live to declare the glory of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you go, signs, wonders, miracles will follow you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that which is giving you joy will never turn to sorrow. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God will continue to lift you up. He will continue to make way for you. He will continue to fight your battles for you. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.